Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the show that was created on Kingdom Principles, a show designed to move you from where you are to where you want to be. We have an exciting show today because we have people that stop through and they tell us what they're doing in the marketplace, and it adheres to the principles that we have on the show, and they give us a bird's eye view. Thank you so very much for joining us today, and this gentle person that will be on the show is someone that you really, really want to kind of stay tuned for. He is a prolific author, motivational speaker, both national and international, and he's going to share some really good nuggets with us. And of course, we have that proverbial 2:30, how did I get here? And I'm excited today. I am. Thank you again for joining. I think I said that, but you got to see the excitement on my face, right? Now, this month, happy November to everyone. This month we are starting a new series, and the principle is authority. So we are going to delve into authority. What is it? How do you use it in your day-to-day living and all that good stuff? So you want to stay tuned, please. What is authority? Now, the legal and formal right to give orders and commandments and make decisions is what the dictionary says authority is. The legal and formal right to give orders and commandments and make decisions. Now, as it relates to our show, and of course, you know, the show is founded on Kingdom Principles, we use authority in a different light. Here we say that it is God who gives us the authority, the legal and formal right to operate. But this operation is in his power and not in our own. So you got to know that this is a promise, all right? And the beautiful thing about promises is that they stand throughout the test of time. Now, couple of things I want you to be mindful of when you're thinking about authority and what I've just given as a definition is that for you to see exactly what it is that you've desired or you've been sent to do is you got to be sent by him to operate in his power using authority, and you got to be in relationship, and that's so important. Oftentimes you'll see people using authority but lacking the power thereof. So I'm not going to preach on that. The key to the principle of authority is maturity. Now, the maturity that I'm talking about, the definition or the working definition for maturity is yes, everything you say is yes and or no. And it's wise that you're wise enough to know that there's no in between. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. That's a key. And that's really important when you're operating in authority. And then the second key or tool is to be mindful that when you're operating in authority, the basis for that operation is love. And of course, being in a relationship with your creator. For us here at the Dr. Tanji Show, it is God through Christ, of course. But for others, whatever you say your higher being is or your creator is, we're not here to judge, but we're just merely here to give applicable principles and keys or tools to apply that principle to your life. The whole benefit of the show is for you to grow, all right? So remember that. Now, you remember I told you that we are going to have a special, special guest, right? This man not only is Mr. Kingsley Grant, a prolific author. I told you that he was a motivational speaker, both national and international, but he's a licensed psychotherapist as well. And he is a major contributor to the Huffington Post, leadership trainer, and he's someone who has kind of coined a term that I want you to hear more about, that term and what he's doing in the marketplace. And again, someone that I know you can benefit highly from. And let's welcome our caller, Mr. Kingsley Grant. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am here. I am excited, and thank you for having me on this incredible show.
Oh, man.
I look forward to it.
Oh, boy, I tell you, you're making my head just kind of blow up here, and I've got to fit out the door, sir. So thank you so, so very much for being a part of the show. And I've got to apologize to you because you're what I needed some months ago, and I'm going through, and I'm looking at some things, and I saw your communique, and I'm thinking, wow, how did I miss this? So please, you know, my mama would say, charge it to my head and not my heart.
Well, yeah, you know, I think I'm one of those persons that think things happen for a reason and for the right time. And so it was meant to happen now and not sometime earlier. So
absolutely.
I'm good. And it's wonderful.
Thank you again. Thank you. Thank you for that. Now, you are truly, truly a remarkable person, a remarkable spirit, and you're using your gifts and your talents and your skill sets in the marketplace, and we want to hear all about it, sir. So I'll ask that proverbial question. How did you get here?
You know, that's one of those multi-million-dollar questions I find sometimes, and I even ask myself the question sometimes, Kingsley, how did you get here? And I tell people all the while is that God's grace, because I know in of my own doing, I would have messed things up big time. So really, I look at all the things that have happened was positioning me for a day like this. And so it has begun with my, of course, my upbringing, my parents instilling certain things, work ethics, and, you know, not to give up and to keep on going. And then other people, the mentors and those people that poured into my life. Those are the things I believe when I look at the crumbs or the trail behind, I see those markers where I can put a name or a face or a group. And that is what has helped me to get to the place I am. And I'm just so excited about that and so thankful for those individuals who have played a very remarkable role in my life.
Absolutely. And you're wise enough to know that no man's an island, right?
Yes.
We all are interconnected, whether we want to believe that or not.
Exactly.
Your number one bestseller on Amazon, wow, The Leader. Would you tell me about the Motelligent, and I just messed that, flubbed that word, but tell me about this word that you've coined, sir.
No, thank you so much. I really find that, you know, when I tell people the word immotelligent, and of course it implies immediately or conjures in a person's mind something about the emotions. And so, you know, as a person that loves to research and study and especially human dynamics and relationships and behaviors, I got drawn to the idea of what is it that makes the difference between a person who is smart, they have great IQ, and yet they do dumb things. You know those kind of people who, you know, you're so smart, but how come you end up doing this dumb thing? And I have done those myself as well, right?
Yes.
And so I'm thinking, well, there's got to be a difference. And when I began to do the research, what I found was, you know, IQ, as much as important as that is, is not the thing that truly keeps a person from behaving in a manner that could be destructive to them. And so what happened is I had to begin to look for what's that thing. And so I came across, of course, it's emotional intelligence. And the more I studied that and the more I studied leadership, I'm thinking, well, is there a way that I could truly make this kind of sexy, you know, make this kind of appealing uh-huh. and warm? And then the word, I thought about the word emotion and the word intelligence, because I'm thinking it's not either or, it's both. Mm-hmm. And so I started thinking about the word, for example, infomercial, and somebody coined the word infomercial, information mm-hmm. and commercial. Mm-hmm. I started thinking about emoticon, you know, emotions and icon. I'm thinking, well, what could be that word? And so the word that came to me is coined emotion and intelligence, and I got emotelligence, mm-hmm. which really is the art, is an art of succeeding where others failed. And that is really what that word means, and that's what my book is all about.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm writing these valuable tidbits here, these notes. Now,
sure.
Question, sir, and you're licensed and intelligent to answer this question. Do sure. you believe that man, of course, is in three persons? We have a spirit. We are spirit. We don't have a spirit. We are spirit. We have a soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions, and our body. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, so you, being the person that you are, the great person that you are really kind of honing in on the emotional side, the soulish part of a man and mm-hmm. and his body, because again, we are making decisions when we're highly intelligent, but sometimes we make decisions out of our emotions. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. So how do we peel back the layers? Or what do we do to stop doing what we were doing and start making intelligent decisions, not so much focused on the emotional side of who we are, but the right. intelligence of who we are?
That's a great question. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just asking, is there a separation? That's part B of that long, exhaustive question there.
No, it's a great question and very insightful, because I think what happened is, you know, most of us, I mean, all of us really do things based on our emotions, and then we try to justify that with our intellect. We use our intelligence to justify. For example, I can buy a certain piece of clothing or a car, and a clothing just put warmth in my body or layers in my body. So it serves a purpose. It doesn't matter what the price is, it does the very same thing. Mm-hmm. A car gets me from point A to point B, so they all do the very same thing. Mm-hmm. But I want a certain kind of car that really appeals to my emotions and creates status for me. So my emotions say, I love that color, I love that car, let me go get it. And then I justify to others why that was what I needed, right? So our emotions drive us, and how our brain is really wired, and I'm sure you probably know this, because every piece of information that comes to our mind for it to be processed have to travel from the base of our back of our neck in towards the front where it's actually processed. Mm-hmm. But in the middle of that is where the danger lies. Mm-hmm. We have that part of the brain, which is emotional, which is the most primitive part and the most earliest developed part of our brain. It captures information coming across to get to the place where we need to process and make decisions. But if that information seems like a threat mm-hmm. and feels like this is going to harm me or do something to me, my emotional brain says, hey, let's hijack that and protect you and not let you get hurt. So immediately I'm going to act based on my emotions. Mm-hmm. And most times it could be irrational. It could be not the best decisions I'm making, because it's emotional driven. So our emotions play a significant role mm-hmm. in everything that we do.
Okay. So you would say that there is no differentiation. They kind of collectively or together, they're kind of parallel one another or complement one another. Is that right? Or
yes, yes, okay. And you're spot on. So they work in tandem. So I believe that if we can allow our emotions to kind of take a back seat in that moment and just give ourselves 3 seconds or so, or 5 seconds, to allow that information to get to the place where we can actually say to our emotional brain, it's okay, and have that kind of conversation between our rational brain and our emotional brain to kind of level things out, we then make better decisions, better judgments. So they work in tandem. But however, most times, because our emotions take over so quickly, mm-hmm. we don't give our executive part of our brain, you know, a chance to think clearly and more rational mm-hmm. and make a better decision at that moment. So they do work together.
Wow, I love this. I'm just, you know, I feel like a student, and I try to be a student daily. I do. There's something that I can learn every day. We all can learn daily. This is
me too.
Yeah, this really does help, because in your book you point out 7 things, nice. Essential ingredients for becoming the leader everyone loves, right, and wants to follow.
But
again, a question to the expert here: is it safe to say that you must get that emotional part of you under wraps and kind of adhere to the intelligent side of you before you can actually be the leader that everyone loves and wants to follow? Or am I just kind of out there in left field?
No, I think you're spot on, you know, and I, you know, I listened to your show, especially that lady you had on recently, and I think she had gone through some very traumatic events in her life. Yes. And I was listening to that episode, and you guys were kind of going back and forth. And then there was a time when there was some kind of not being able to connect with her because of some technical difficulties. And you were just really playing off and being in the moment. Mm. And you guys didn't allow your emotions to get the better of you and lose it. You were so controlled, so definitive in what you were saying. I'm thinking, that is emotional intelligence at work right there, you know? What happened, I find that when it comes to leaders, we use the lens. So my whole idea is, what if we use the lens of emotional intelligence to look at leadership? Mm-hmm. And so in my book, I talk about the 7 essential traits that every leader must have if they're going to succeed where others failed. And these 7, I'm not sure if we can have time to go through, but I can list them and just kind of briefly share if it's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Are a few of those I could mention as well. So you can let
wonderful.
Me know.
Yes, please mention, because this is very important. And you're again, right where we need to be, and the people that listen to the show, this is what we need. So yes, please expound.
Thank you. Well, you know, I believe that we build on a foundation, so it's from bottom up. And I think that leaders who are, so the first essential trait is leadership is stewardship. And what I'm talking about there is that leaders have to understand that they get to lead. It is something that they get a chance to do. And you know, I wrote an article recently that has kind of gone viral, which I said, you know, people don't follow leaders. They follow what they see in leaders. Mm-hmm. And I made a distinction in the article because I find that if I see something in you as my leader that I don't really align with and I don't really gel with, I'm not going to give myself to follow you. I'm just going to be there and showing up. So the stewardship idea is simply saying, how does that leader steward, care for, nurture, let that person know that they are more than just a number or just a part of a team. They are a person. So I find when leaders start there and connect with people in that manner, people are more apt to want to follow because they're thinking, hey, you got my back. You are going to look out for me. You're not going to throw me under the bus. So that leader begins to steward the person carefully, and now they begin that journey. And then the next part of that is that leadership is relationship, which is so key for successful leadership, right? And you know this very well, because I love the relation that you guys exude, and especially when you're having interviews. And I mean, you master that so well. So yeah, I mean, you know this because you're doing it yourself, and I just admire that.
Thank you, sir.
And what I find is that relationship idea, you can know when a person genuinely wants to connect with you in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so leaders ought to somehow let people know that, I want to let you know we're here in this together. We're relating together. And you're still keeping the idea of a leader and team member, and that's the distinction that's always there. But you're letting the person know that, I want you to know me, and I want to get to know you.
When
we get to know you at that level, people are more apt to want to give their best self to that person that they know is for them. And then the third level is leadership is partnership. So we collaborate. I want to take your skills, what you know. Let's get to the table and put all our thoughts together. Let's partner. Let's collaborate to get the task, to get the project, to get the end result. We're in this together. So partnership is so key when we're leading team, because we are not just up top and they're below us. No, I want to roll my sleeves up and partner with you, and let's pull this off together. Now, I'm going to let you use your skill set and your delegate things to you, but I want you to know that I'm here. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth thing is leadership is mentorship, meaning that a leader must mentor, which takes time and patience, but it's how we develop people. As someone said, some leaders are afraid of this because they're thinking, if I mentor and spend all this time with this person and this person leaves, now what?
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, what if you don't mentor and spend time and invest in them and they stay?
Right.
Then what?
Absolutely.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah. So the idea is a mentorship idea. And then after the mentorship, which is simply saying, watch me and I'll show you. Then the next thing is, let us do it together. And then the third layer is, you do it and I watch you. And the fourth part of that mentorship is, now you go do it and you mentor someone and the cycle begins over again.
Absolutely.
So that's the mentorship in that chapter.
Absolutely.
And then leadership is craftsmanship. The next level is that craftsmanship, meaning that every leader must be developing themselves, because leadership to me is not something we do, it's who we are.
Absolutely.
And so we've got to always sharpen our axe. As Abraham Lincoln said, if I have 6 hours to cut a tree down, I spend 4 hours sharpening the axe and 2 hours to cut it down. And leaders must be sharpening their skills. So I see leadership as a skill, and that what we need to get ourselves better at. And then the last one is leadership is salesmanship, meaning that leaders must be able to communicate effectively the vision, the mission, and in a way where people can hear them respectfully and relatable. So they are going to make sure people are hearing them, hearing their heart. So communication is very, very important for leaders, and they must learn how to communicate well. I call that sell well. Sell the ideas, sell the vision, sell your heart, so to speak. And the last layer is leadership is directorship, meaning that leaders at some point have to make a tough decision. They have to direct the ship. They have to, make a hard decision sometimes. But why I put that at the end is because when I do that, I already have established a rapport and a relationship, and the person knows that I have their best interest. They will receive it almost with a smile and say thank you, because I know you're not doing this from an ill will place. You're doing it to my best interest. And that's the 7 essential traits of leadership in a nutshell.
Wow. I absolutely love this, because it falls in line. Absolutely. You do know that these are kingdom principles. They are.
They are.
They really are. And I love the way you're able to take all of this, these nuggets, these principles, even the keys, and give it so selflessly to the world, because that is what we need. We're screaming, help us, and the ones that have the authority, maybe they haven't been sent, but have the authority to help, don't know, and you don't know what you don't know. And I thank you, honestly, because what you're demonstrating is you're not just saying something that sounds good. I honestly believe, and help me if I'm wrong here, and I apologize if I am, but it sounds like you had to, every one of these steps had to be formed in you. These were steps that you had to do, and there's only, you know, how can you tell me what to do if you haven't done it yourself, or how can you suggest, you know, what to do if you've not gone through it? So, wow. Thank you for this.
No, sure. I find that, you know, I'm so happy that you gave me the opportunity, because I think that, you know, I like the approach that the show has about helping people develop their dreams and to reach their highest potential, which is, of course, the God-given thing in all of us. Yes. And I love the framing of where that you guys take the conversations, because there's an ultimate objective there, right, to help inspire and motivate and engage people. And I find that, you know, in my whole, I'm a leader, and I've lived this whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's biblical principles. And I find that my greatest, in my book, I talk about this, my greatest model of leadership is Jesus Christ, because he embodied all of these things, and mm-hmm. why people loved him and wanted to follow him. You know, of course, you're going to have your haters, which you have always. I mean, you know, those are going to be a given.
You need those. You really do need those. You do know that, right? They make the journey so much better.
Yes.
Because you're not going to think that you're doing all of this yourself. How dare you think that? You know, every time a hater says something, you just go and get on your knees and say, wow, thank you, Dad. I have another opportunity to use my faith here. So that's the way I look at them. But please, go ahead. You know, you're absolutely correct.
That's good. I love that. That's good. I mean, you're right, because we need that. It helps us sharpen us, as a matter of fact, because when I have pushed back, when I do my presentations and my talk and my training, and I have pushed back on certain things, or even online, I love the idea, because I want to get better at communicating like a laser these ideas. So they help me mm-hmm. formulate a better way and a stronger way mm-hmm. to say what I want to say. So I said, thank you for being there.
Well, let me ask you, sir, have you ever encountered in your training, have you ever encountered maybe a group, or just maybe one-on-one training or what have you, and no specificity here, of course, but have you ever encountered someone or some group where you said, you know what, I can't, I'm not doing you any good. I'm just going to kind of walk away from this. Have you had to do that ever?
Yes. I think, you know, all of us are at some point going to have to do that, and we kind of shake off the dust and go to another city, because the other city will receive us more. And I find that for me, when I've actually had those challenges where people have said, you know, and they're pushing back, and I'm thinking, you know, we're wasting a lot of energy here and time, and apparently I'm not the best fit. And I realize I'm not the best fit for everybody. Okay. And so I'm a best fit for some people. Mm-hmm. I'm not for everyone. And so if some people that I'm a best fit for will gravitate towards me. And so when those come, that, you know, which I've had, and mm-hmm. say, you know, thank you, it's not working out, and it's better, there's somebody else who might serve you better. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. It's fine. I'm not the best fit for you. Mm-hmm. And it's apparent. So we, in a very civil way, a very professional way, will say, you know what, maybe there's someone else who can serve you better. And it's okay. And I just have to let go and walk away and go to the next city where there might be somebody who's waiting for my message.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Wow. So who motivates you? I mean, you, as motivators and as leaders, you know this, you know, firsthand. There are times when you're like, oh, dear God, are you kidding me? So when you're in that place, how do you get from there to, I mean, this beautiful light that you are now? How do you get from that?
You know, I believe in investing in coaches. So I've had, throughout the years, and still do, coaches and mentors in my life. And so they're the ones that inspire and motivate me and keep me going, because I hit some rough spots sometimes and I just really don't know what direction to take. I don't know what to do. And I've had those moments.
Yeah.
I mean, even in writing my book, and my latest book, I've had that. And you know, I have a mastermind, and I have a one another guy that every single week we talk, and he helps pushes some things on me. I push on him, and so it's iron sharpening iron. Yes. So I have people in my life, paid and not paid, mm-hmm. that serve as my motivation and inspiration and help me to get through some rough patches.
I love that. Two things that you said that I'm listening intentively here. One is yeah. that you invest in yourself, which is just, yeah. I mean, that goes without saying. And then two, yeah. the fact that you're able to be transparent. That's vulnerable, the world would say. Yeah. That's being transparent. And for you to have all of this going on, but yet meek enough, wise enough to say, you know what? There are times when, hey, XYZ happens. Thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you, because we have those days or yes. minutes. We don't want them to be days. We have those minutes.
Yes. yes.
They don't serve a purpose being a day. They do not. There's someone waiting on us and you're having a moment. Yeah, get out of yourself, move yes. out of your emotion, get to your intelligence and go on and do what you've got to do. All right, Mr. Kingsley Grant, how can the listeners and the viewers stay in contact with you and see exactly what's going on and maybe even come to one of your training and leadership conferences or what have you?
Sure. Thank you so very much for having me, number one, on your show. And thank you for the work you do and being a conduit to get things like this out. So I appreciate it very much. And also thank you for allowing me to share.
Absolutely.
People can follow me at kingsleygrant.com. So it's KingsleyGrant, kingsleygrant.com. That's my hub. And they can get everything they need there. And I have also a podcast called The Kingsley Grant Show, where leadership and emotional intelligence intersect, where I talk about leadership and some of these things we talk about today. Mm-hmm. They can hear that on that show as well. So those are the places that I send people to. So thank you so very much for having me.
Wow.
And allow me to share that with your audience.
Absolutely. Now, you know I'm going to be your number one fan, all right? Thank you so, so very much for your wisdom. Thank you so very much for standing in the face of adversity. Thank you. I say this, but we need you. And you
yeah.
matter. And I know that God has to be pleased because you've given us exactly what we needed today. You've given us
Amen.
Bread, man. Bread. We
Amen.
Needed that.
Thank you.
And hey, you're welcome on this show just whenever you want to. Please know that, okay?
Amen. And blessings on you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk soon.
Amen.
Bye-bye. Wow. Did he just not make your heart just kind of do a flutter? Oh, boy. Kingsley Grant, when you get an opportunity, please definitely go and look this gentleman up and hear what he has to say, because these seven ingredients for effective leadership, for getting people to like you and follow or trust you, are spot on, as he would say. And I really believe that those ingredients will definitely make for your life a better person, a better leader. I want to kind of delve into a movie that I went to see last evening. And I didn't know that movie was going to be a part of the show, but if you haven't had an opportunity to see the movie Harriet, I highly, highly, highly recommend your seeing that movie. God's willing, I will be going to see it at least a couple of more times, because that just one showing did, it was great, but there was so much more that I'm sure I can kind of garner from that. And I don't want to tell the movie because that's not fair. But I will say this. For me, the actor, and God forgive me, I cannot remember her name, but she's absolutely wonderful. She is. And I'll have it up on my website after the show, and an apology to her on the site. But she did a stellar performance. she teaches that no matter what, in the face of adversity, do. And there are times when you gotta do. But before doing, you have to be. I don't want to say there's a call on your life, but I will say, to whom much is given, much is required. And your call is your purpose. You're getting into your purpose as the character that played Harriet and us. Getting into our purpose, one, it gives you meaning, because there are times when life can look like there's no meaning. You know, all of the woes that go on just in the world itself, you know, from mass slaughters to fires to homelessness to epidemics of mass proportions when it's related to injustices and what have you. When you're in your purpose, when you say yes to your purpose, you're now saying yes to the authority that placed purpose in you, and now you have the ability to operate in his power. But there are some things that go along with that, and Harriet showed us on last evening, there's a name change that happens, you know. Again, I'll shut up. I'm telling the story, the movie. I don't want to do that, but I would ask that when you have an opportunity, please check the movie out, go to your local listings or what have you, and hey, treat yourself to a movie. If it's a matinee, maybe it's you and your girlfriends or your significant other or just you by yourself. Again, I enjoyed it so much that I am I'm going to go see it a couple of more times and take copious notes this time. Had a couple of people talking in the audience, and I really couldn't get all of the ingredients or all everything that I needed to get from the movie. But definitely, I will definitely go and check it out. Now, I started back with Dr. Tanji. I'm sorry, Talk to Tanji on Mondays, Facebook Live at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I asked you last week, listen, shoot me a video. Then I started to think, if you're like me, shooting a video, are you crazy? It takes me 89 times to shoot a video. One video, I swear to you. And I've gotten in trouble because I've taken 89 takes to get that one video. So listen, just drop a line, do an at, or just let me know, if you will, if the time is working for you. Because again, you're getting to where you need to be as quickly as you can do that. You're going to release me so that I can be where I need to be. I cannot do this by myself. I don't want to do it alone. I need you. I do. I need you to move. I need you to make up your mind that you're going to do what it is you've been sent to do. And then I need you to do it in the spirit, with the spirit of excellence, no matter what. And yeah, that's what I need from you. So hit me up, please, at Dr. Tanji Show on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Just drop a line. If you want to shoot a video, that is perfect. But if you don't, no worries. Just shoot me a couple of lines and tell me what time and what it is that's going on in your life that perhaps you want to talk about. What I have learned in times past, and I'm still learning it today, is that you can't do it by yourself. When I say it, move from one place to the other by yourself, and you don't have to tell all your business to do it. You just, you know, there's a couple of things that you need kind of tidbit information on or assistance with, then I'm here for you. And I I am, and I want you to know that. You matter. And don't you forget it. Man, I'm telling you, that guy, Kingsley Grant, I'm still kind of bubbling over from everything he said. We did a leadership series a few months ago, and it falls in line with everything that we discussed. Remember, this month we are doing the series on authority. You may think that it's just a one-timer, or, you know, what can you possibly tell us about authority? You'd be surprised. Authority doesn't mean that you're a politician, because a lot of times politicians are running for office and perhaps haven't been sent. You do want to concern yourself with who sent you, because you're going to be asked that question sooner or later, whether you're doing your 9-to-5, honing in on your craft and your skill set, or whether you're launching your business, or whether you're about to retire. At some point in your life, you're going to be asked, who sent you? Why are you here? And you want to be able to answer that question with all authority and with the power that you've been given authority to operate in. Hey, if for me, it's God sent me. I don't want to go anywhere that I'm not sent. I'm going to be out of order. And that's not good for anybody. It has been truly a remarkable time being spent with you. I've told you from the time that we started this, October the 17th of last year, up until today, that it's an honor coming before you every Monday on Facebook Live with Talk to Tanji, and every Wednesday on the Dr. Tanji Show LA Talk Radio. It truly is. I'm learning, I'm growing, and I think you are too, from the from the texts and DMs that I get. And we're doing live together. And it's a lot of fun. It is. We're going to start a new way of communicating with you beginning next week. And I am excited for that. I'll keep it under wraps until a few days from now, and then I'll make that announcement. But I think it'll be something that you will like. And I will also invite you. Once I tell you, I better be quiet, because I'll tell it. So I don't want to tell it. But it's absolutely an honor to come before you. Do not, as we're wrapping up our show and getting ready to go our various ways, I think I would be out of order if I did not say to you, if you are facing insurmountable challenges right now, if you find yourself in precarious situations that perhaps you vowed, man, I'm never going to do this again. And if you're like me, I've said more times than not, oh God, if you get me out of this, I know better. But if you find yourself on the other end of on the other side of, I need to get to the other side, don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on him. And it's really, really important that I stress that to you, because we're getting ready for the holidays, and there are times when, if your memory serves you right, perhaps you were in a different mindset, you know, from last year or a couple of years ago, Thanksgiving and Christmas and, you know, the holidays. I want you to truly tie a knot in this thing called faith. I've told you time and time that faith is currency, and it's the currency that we use here, in addition to money now. Money answers all things, but We do need faith. And without faith, everything you do in life is impossible. It really is. You must have faith, even if it's just the size of a little seed called mustard. You gotta have it. And with faith comes all of the other superlatives and characteristics that go along with it. And if you give up, you'll never know what the other side, you'll never know what it had to offer. Get there. Let's get there together. And let's look back and say, you know what? I'm so glad I didn't quit. I'm so glad I didn't quit on me. Again, I'm Dr. Tanji. This is the Dr. Tanji Show. And it is an absolute joy and a privilege to come to you. Oh, and don't forget to say thank you. I know I said I was quitting, right? Don't forget to say thank you. I mean it from your heart. People really do not have to be kind to us, guys. They don't. They don't. And when someone holds a door or lets you in and you're driving or just smile, remember to say thank you. I used to have a way of answering the phone. You remember phone lines, right? Landlines, and someone would call your phone, and now everything is just, you know, cell phone. And I would answer the phone with a smile, because that was before caller ID and whoever was calling. I don't know what was going on in their life before they called me. But when they called and I smiled, I was the beneficiary and they benefited as well. So remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Oh, yep. Yes, I did say that. And you got it. You got this. Keep your focus. And I will see you. And we're going to do life together. Thank you again for joining. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.